We believe in the power of being everywhere. Listen to WWL anytime, anywhere on the free Odyssey app. Tune in and now on the iHeartRadio app. Yes, sir. Get the WWL shows that you love and local content you crave on Odyssey. Tune in and the iHeartRadio apps. We've been breaking down the Bayou Bengals football team. Got a little baseball as well, but we're sticking with the football theme here. Lots of expectations for Tiger football in 2025. We keep hearing tons about Garrett Nussmeier being a Heisman Trophy favorite, this LSU team being loaded, Brian Kelly calling it the most talented team that he's been around here in Baton Rouge, and that means, you know, a ton of pressure on this squad, too. We see the success with some of these other programs. LSU football needs to make this put up or shut up time for Brian Kelly and making the college football playoff. 12 teams can get in there. And the Bayou Bengals, you feel, has to be in that mix going into this season. Garrett Nussmeier, obviously a big part of that. He was at the Manning Passing Academy over the weekend. Sat down with reporters, so let's hear what the Nuss Buzz has to say.
Garrett, you already have a year of starting experience under your belt. So how is your preparation for this season compared to last season when you didn't have that experience?
Oh, it's huge. Night and day difference, you know, being able to go back and watch a full season of tape and to study myself and work on the things that I know I need to improve on and be able to, you know, have substance there to identify those mistakes and you know, find those corrections. So it's been really, really huge for me, something that, you know, I'm very looking forward to being able to, you know, get out on the field this fall and correct those mistakes.
I was talking to Coach Sloan a couple weeks ago, and he told me, like, just how dedicated you've been in the weight room and getting your body right and just maybe talk us through some of the improvements that you've tried to make, I guess, in that area over the last 7 months.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely no question that I didn't, you know, use my legs enough last year and I wasn't mobile enough. And so I definitely made that a point of emphasis for me this year and this offseason, just as far as, you know, weight training and things like that. Just, you know, making myself, you know, more twitchy and things like that. And so it's definitely been a good offseason. You know, I think Coach Flynn has done a really good job. And I think the whole team has kind of attacked the weight room and conditioning and a very, very strong mindset, a 1-0 mindset, as we keep talking about. So I think it's been very good.
Everybody keeps talking about how stacked this offense is with talent. How have those new guys kind of gelled with the rest of you that have been here for a while?
Yeah, I mean, it's been huge. I mean, obviously, in this new era of college football, you know, you have transfers and things like that. And the most important thing, I think, we've underlined is that, you know, we have to be close. We have to create a chemistry. And I think we've done an unbelievable job with that, you know, whether it's, you know, you see the videos of us playing in the pool at Coach Kelly's house or, you know, just hanging out over there, you know, doing different things, you know, on our own time, just spending time around each other as much as we can, you know, getting those transfers as comfortable as we can and just trying to build that chemistry.
Coach Kelly has said this is the most talented roster he's had. You've been there the whole time. How do you feel about the roster and just the team overall?
Well, he's not lying. You know, it's definitely the most talented roster that I've been a part of at LSU. It's the closest team I've been a part of at LSU from top to the bottom of the roster. It's very exciting. You know, like I said earlier, you know, there's a lot of expectations for us. We accept those expectations. I think that not only is there an expectation for us from the outside, but there's also an expectation for us from within.
Obviously, the biggest hurdle you have to get over first is winning that week one game at Clemson. What are you expecting from that environment? Obviously, a lot of storylines with Death Valley.
Yeah. What are your thoughts? Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's going to be loud. It's going to be, you know, very intense environment. And it's something that, you know, we welcome. You know, we invite. It's a great opportunity. You know, you come to LSU to play in environments like that. You know, you get to play in a night game against another top-ranked team on prime time. You know, they got a lot of players that are going to play for a long time, and so do we. And so, you know, it's going to be a dogfight. And I think that we've attacked every single day with that mindset, like you said, you know, just to go warm up.
One of the biggest things has been that year one to year two jump as a starter. How do you think last year's prepared you for what you can't expect to jump this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, as I said earlier, it's a lot. You know, being able to watch an entire season, correct mistakes, and to go back and see my weaknesses and see things that I need to improve on, you know, find the tells that I may have been giving the defenses and things like that. It's just it's a totally different ballgame, you know, to have a full season to be able to watch and correct. And, you know, also just for my personal growth, you know, as a player and having those experiences under my belt, you know, I've seen a lot. And, you know, we saw a lot of different defenses last year, a lot of different things. You know, people had to try a lot of different things to stop us. And so being able to see all those things, all those different pressures, all the different coverages is something that's going to help me a lot.
You saw how for second year Joe Burrow Heisman, Jaden second year Heisman. Yeah. How much of that do you expect from yourself this year?
I'm Garrett Nussmeier. I'm not Jaden Daniels. I'm not Joe Burrow. I'm Garrett Nussmeier. more. So I'm going to be the best Gary Nussmeyer that I can be, and hopefully it's enough for the LSU Tigers.
I'm sure you saw or someone has told you the comments, Arch, just looking up to you and talking about y'all's relationship. Your perspective, what's that like to hear from a guy like that, and how is y'all's relationship?
Yeah. No, it means a lot to me. You know, I love Arch. He's a really good player. I want nothing but the best for him. And, you know, he may say he looks up to me, but there's definitely parts of me that looks up to him, too. And, you know, his ability, his swagger, you know, his mindset, it's something that, you know, it's really fun to watch. He's a really, really good player. And, you know, I'm really, really rooting for him this year. And, you know, we have a great relationship. You know, we talk throughout the season and chop it up every once in a while. And so I'm definitely rooting for him, and I'm very appreciative of him.
What do you think the offensive line in front of you is going to be reworked and put together to protect you and run the ball?
Yeah, well, I know one thing. Coach Davis is going to find a way to put five guys out there that are going to play football at a very high level. And I think we have a lot of guys who are ready for that challenge, and, you know, young guys who are going to step up, and guys who have been here who are getting their opportunities, they're going to step up. And I think that is a common theme throughout our entire run. Or, you know, guys that are getting their opportunities are ready to go, and they understand the expectations. You know, the work ethic has been lifted from top to bottom on the team, and you know, everybody's, you know, just grinding. So,
what can we expect out of this offense?
Yeah, a lot of explosiveness. You know, we got a lot of different weapons. We got a lot of very good players who have a lot of good, you know, different skill sets, and, you know, we're very versatile. You know, I think we're going to be very in-depth in different ways this year that you'll see, and so I'm very excited.
You talked about the offensive line, about, you know, getting the best five guys out there. Four of the five have already been drafted, but how do you believe this line will really dominate in the run game this year?
Yeah. No, I mean, I think that, you know, the expectation, you know, that those guys just left is very high, you know, and I think that the guys in that room got to watch those guys and learn from them, and, you know, get to study them and see how they attack each and every day. You know, Will and Emery and Miles and Garrett, you know, they did a very good job of setting an expectation of the bomb squad and how you have to act in that room. And, Coach Davis also does a very good job of, you know, keeping those guys to that standard. So I don't think the standard of play will change. I think that, you know, the guys who are getting their opportunities, as I said before, will definitely rise to that challenge.
Coach Cully was saying a couple weeks ago that he's done something he's never really done in his career. Apparently there's some reminders about the clips of the game kind of posted throughout the locker room and the weight room and things of that nature. Just what can you tell us about that, and just any examples about why that's important to you? Obviously?
No, it's very important. I mean, obviously, you know, we're aware of the fact that we've lost the last five openers. You know, and it's affected us. And I think, you know, at a place like LSU, you have expectations every year of playing for a national championship, of playing for an SEC championship. And I think in the past we may have gotten lost in looking into that too early. And so I think the kind of the switch into the mindset of, hey, we're starting 1-0, I think it's been huge for us. And I think it's created a different level of intensity, you know, throughout off-season training.
After the baseball team won their national championship 2 weeks ago, have you heard the fan chatter, like, it's football's turn now? Yeah. What was your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, shout out to those guys. You know, it was really fun to watch. They did an unbelievable job. You know, obviously, the pitching was unbelievable. That was cool to watch. My cousin's on the team, so I'm always glued to the TV watching them. And so very happy for them. You know, congratulations to them. And it's cool to watch. You know, definitely, you know, just watching them, you know, hold the trophy and things like that gives me chills. You know, it's our turn for sure. So,
seeing what baseball has done, gymnastics and the women's basketball team, how much does that add to your motivation for you to get involved?
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, I think that, you know, we have our own expectations of what we expect ourselves to be, you know, and LSU in general is a championship program, you know, from the women's basketball to the basketball team to the softball team to the baseball team. You know, I think everybody has that expectation, and I think that's just LSU in general. You know, we're expected in all sports to be a competitive program, and so as I said earlier, that's an expectation that we accept.
Hey, knowing this is your last year of college football, just how are you looking to soak it all in, you know, throughout the whole season?
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, my time at LSU has been something I'll never forget. You know, I'm forever grateful to the state of Louisiana. I'm forever grateful to LSU for all the different teammates that I've had throughout these 5 years. And, you know, obviously, you know, I've got to spend a lot of time with the same coaches and having, you know, now I guess it's 4 years playing with Coach Sloan and Coach Kelly. And, you know, those are guys that I'll forever lean on, you know, throughout my playing career. And so, you know, as I said, I'm just forever grateful to the state for, you know, having my back. And hopefully, you know, I can continue to go out and represent LSU in the right way.
How's it been having your dad right down the road from the Saints?
It's been awesome, you know, to have him that close. And, you know, he was able just to come down and go to the regional game. Just, like, stuff like that is something that, you know, we cherish. And, you know, it's an opportunity that we haven't had in a couple of years. You know, with him being in L.A. for a year and in Philly last year, you know, it's halfway across the country. country, it's hard to get to spend time together. So we definitely cherish these moments, you know, having him so close. And we're looking forward to the season. We get to be able to hopefully get to some Saints games. You know, I was at practice the other day, getting to watch that. It's cool. And so it's a blessing. You know, we're very thankful. God is very good.
With year two of Trey Dez and then bringing in Bauer Sharp, it seemed like y'all's chemistry clicked pretty quickly there.
Yeah.
How much do y'all want to try to lean into that two tight ends thing that y'all are trying to build towards?
Well, you know, as I said before, we're very versatile and we have a lot of different weapons. And, you know, both Trey Dez are very, very good players. Trey Dez and Bauer Sharp are very good players. And they have very, you know, similar but also different skill sets. And they can both do different things. And so they're definitely both going to be utilized very well. And I think that, you know, we have so many weapons, it's almost hard because you feel like you're leaving somebody out whenever they're not on the field. So I think that's an exciting part about our offense, is going to be our ability to get into different formations and give different guys the ball and put different guys in different spaces. So,
you know, the Burrow quote several years ago was like, we're going to score 55, 60 points a game.
Yeah.
Just watch us. What do you think this offense is capable of?
Yeah. I mean, definitely. We're very explosive. You know, I'm not one to make quotes like that. It's not really my style, but I'd say just tune in on Saturdays. It'll be pretty evident. I think
that's LSU quarterback Garrett Nussmeier. Year one as the Tigers starter, pretty good year, 4,000 yards passing, 29 touchdowns. Got to cut down on those interceptions this season. Had 12 a year ago, was sacked 16 times, and I bring that up because to me, Charlie, that's my biggest concern, honestly, with the LSU football team going into this year, is just the offensive line. You lost so much, and how will they be able to, you know, reestablish themselves this season?
Yeah, you lose four or five pieces on your offensive line. That's always intimidating. But at the same time, if they can just be decent, right, and be a cohesive unit, the amount of weapons that LSU is going to feature this upcoming season, Mike and I have talked about it already, it is a impressive group of players that Garrett Nussmeier is going to be throwing the ball to. You heard Glenn West, our friend from Go247 Sports, asking him about the tight end room,
right?
With you already have Trey Dez Green returning from last year, and he's a weapon as a tight end in his own right, but also bringing in Bauer Sharp, the transfer from Oklahoma, who Garrett, in his exclusive interview with Mike, raved about. He's just like, this guy is going to surprise a bunch of LSU fans because they haven't seen him. He's a new player, transfer upperclassman from Oklahoma, but you also get another Oklahoma transfer in the big wide receiver, Nick Anderson, the Kentucky transfer in Berrien Brown, who brings a speed element to the game, but also right in the return game as well. He has historic return numbers in the SEC. And then you also bring back Aaron Anderson and Chris Hilton. It is a rush of talent that Garrett Nussmeier can sling the ball to. And, you know, Caden Durham in the backfield is pretty good too. So if the offensive line, I'm right there with you, that's the biggest concern about this LSU offense. If they can just hold up good enough, Garrett Nussmeier with all those weapons and with that running back, this offense could be a lot of fun to watch this year, Steve.
Yeah, and that week one game against Clemson, I'm already taking the over on that matchup.
Yeah, because Kate Klubnik is also great. I mean, he made that step from last year to this past year that everyone was hoping that he would make in the Clemson program at least. And now you're looking at him as a potential top prospect for the 2026 NFL draft. And if he takes that next step, there's a reason that when you're talking about the Heisman favorites and everyone with their Arch Manning's name in there too, but Garrett Nussmeier and Kate Klubnik are near the top of the list on Vegas betting odds. I'll pull up the exact numbers here in just a second, Steve. But, I mean, those two guys are right near the top as far as the highest projected Heisman odds entering the season. And there's a reason for that. They're both great.
Yeah, we know Arch is up there too as well.
I think Arch is number one.
Probably, yeah.
I'm pulling it up right now.
Yeah, and that was something that we heard about too, is that relationship that Nussmeier has with Arch Manning. And they were basically clowning around their whole weekend there in Thibodeau.
Right. Yeah, no, it's definitely funny. So, let's see. Via the Vegas betting odds, Arch is number one. Different sites have different numbers. Typically, Garrett's number two. So, Arch across the board is plus 600, plus 700 at the best. Garrett Nussmeier is plus 850 to plus 900. Cade Klubnik is plus 900 to plus 1,000 via different books once again. Jeremiah Smith, the wide receiver from Ohio State, is fourth on these betting odds. And then you get a couple of later quarterbacks like Drew Aller, Lenora Sellers from South Carolina, DJ Lagway a little bit further down the board from Florida. But those top three, it's Arch, it's Klubnik, and it's Nussmeier, which whatever different books have different orders, but the three is consistent.